I remember after Kel won the world title, we came to the Sheffield City Hall. We met all the politicians and MPs and councillors. We had a big event out in the Winter Gardens, and it was great. And he was going on holiday the next day. And, you know, I remember about 5 days later, I got a call from Dominic Ingle, and it was unbelievable, you know. And I was sitting in the office, and all I'm doing is on Twitter, and then you've got the Tenerife police saying Kel Brook's on a life support machine. You know, his legs this, his legs that, he jumped over fences, he lost so much blood. So I flew out, and I remember walking into the room so vividly and just seeing him looking up at me. And the look was, that's it, you know. The doctors said they don't think he'll be able to walk again. That's what they said, and I was in the room when he said it. And they said, we don't know if he'll be able to resume training or whatever. So it's sort of, you know, you've got this highs of beating Sean Porter. When you're in, it's not just that he's a world champion. Look at the division he's in. I mean, it's you know, and then all of a sudden, it's gone. You know, and you worry if he could come back from something like that. But I'll tell you, the desire that he's shown, he's already been on a couple of training camps, but even the early stages, the tough ones, walking again, you know, getting that leg massage constantly, the radiotherapy, you know, it's an achievement in itself just being back in the ring. But to see him walk out, we've had 7 or 8 fights with Kel Brook. The amount of times we've been in Sheffield Arena, just when he's on that big stage about to walk down, I always look at him and I say, soak it up, you know. Yeah. And he's like, you know, and that music comes on, he just goes like that. Well, this time, there's a lot on the line. You know, national anthems, great card, what genuine world titles. You know, so it's going to be a very, very special night and an emotional night, like you said, because we didn't know if he'd fight again. Now he's defending his world title, but this is the fight that's going to unlock the super fights for him in the summer.
In many ways, Eddie, is Kel one of the more unique fighters that you've had to deal with?
Unique is definitely one word to describe it. I've never known so much drama with one fighter. I mean, whether it's injuries, not just on his behalf, but the Alexander situation, you know, the doing the weight wrong against the Carson Jones. But, you know, I've never given up on him because I know how good he is. And, you know, being totally honest, if he wasn't as good as he was, maybe I would have said, listen, I can't help you anymore, you know. But I would have always kicked myself if I wouldn't have got to where I know Kel Brook can be. But this isn't it. You know, Kel Brook can unify the division. He can beat them all. But we got to get there. There's no point in me just saying that. I told everybody he beat Sean Porter, even in his backyard. But he did. Now I'm telling you, he'll beat Amir Khan. I'm telling you he can beat Floyd Mayweather. I'm telling you he can beat Manny Pacquiao. But you have to give him credit and you have to give him respect because he's world champion in the division. But he's got to prove it. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, I know Jojo Dan's a number one ranked contender, but he's, you know, not. Don't worry about Jojo Dan. Jojo Dan's got a shot to win a world title. He'll be coming here giving it absolutely everything. And Kel Brook is coming back from a life-threatening injury. So you don't know how he's going to respond. But you know, knowing Kel Brook, I know that he's going to absolutely thrive in the atmosphere and the environment of Sheffield Arena on March 28th.
On the Khan situation, when Kel won the world title, Khan was very positive about a fight, said, let's make it happen. He's done so. He's proven himself now. He's changed his tune a lot recently over the last few months, hasn't he? So where exactly are we at with that situation?
Well, we're nowhere. I mean, you know, the reason he's changed his tune is the realisation of everybody wants it and now there's no more excuses. And listen, he's got to push the Floyd Mayweather fight. Of course he has. That's the biggest fight in the division. Not financially, by the way. But, you know, from a profile perspective, you couldn't ever blame Amir for trying to get a Mayweather fight over Khan. But if that doesn't happen, I don't see why not fight Kel Brook. And it's very easy to say, well, I want the lion's share of this and I'll call the shots. Well, tell me what shots you want to call and maybe we'll let you. But they don't even want to talk about it. You know, I've said before, Amir Khan, and people have manipulated my statement, Amir Khan is petrified to lose to Kel Brook. Not petrified of Kel Brook, because fighters ain't petrified of other fighters. They're not those kind of people. But petrified to lose. If Amir Khan loses to Kel Brook in Britain, he's done. If he loses to Manny Pacquiao or Floyd Mayweather in America, he can still fight Kel Brook. He's not being stupid, but it's the fact that that's a 50-50 fight. And, you know, I'm not sure he wants that 50-50 fight in Britain. And, you know, because the thought of him getting knocked out by Kel Brook, I mean, I can't tell you how happy that makes me.